these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Australian police have arrested a man accused of working on the black market to sell missile components and coal on behalf of North Korea. The first charges ever brought in Australia over the sale of weapons of mass destruction. Reuters' Samantha Vadas reports.
Suspected by Australian police as a loyal agent of North Korea, this man is escorted from his Sydney home in handcuffs on Saturday, accused of working on the black market to sell missile components and coal on behalf of Pyongyang, said to be in breach of UN and Australian sanctions. The man is facing six charges, the first ever brought in Australia over the sale of weapons of mass destruction.
The charges that are being laid are of the gravest nature.
The suspect has been identified by local media as 59-year-old Chan Han Choi. He's reportedly been living in Australia for more than 30 years and is of Korean descent.
And in other news, three heavily armed suicide bombers Sunday attacked a crowded church in Quetta in southwestern Pakistan, killed at least eight worshippers from a minority Christian community. They stormed the worship place of the minority Christian community. Pakistani security forces surrounded the site, but the heavily armed attackers met them with resistance. Witnesses said that two wanted to enter the main hall, where around 400 worshippers were attending Sunday service. But police guards at the main gate engaged the attackers, killing one of them and leading the second to blow himself up outside the hall. The provincial police chief told reporters a third suspected gunman did manage to flee to a nearby residential area, and they were in pursuit. This is VOA News. The political party of Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas has